Hey, we're recording right now. What's going on? We're recording right now. What's going on? Mic check. The mic is hot. All right, so yo, look. We are here to talk about how to get your online business profitable. Because at the end of the day, this game is about profit. You've probably reached a stage where, okay, you're selling something for probably, you're probably selling like a $47 ebook or something like that, a $97 course or something like that. And you realize that you're not getting the lifestyle that comes with having an online business. Right? And I'm not talking about traveling, seeing the world, doing what you want to do. I'm talking like the first thing that really makes you love your online business is when you're stacking cash. And if you ain't stacking cash, you're going to be miserable, right? This is a very important episode. Watch this episode multiple times. Like, share, and also subscribe to the channel if you like what I'm putting down and if you want more value from this thing. All right. So, yo, look. For all my people who are listening to the podcast, feel free to support the YouTube channel by subscribing. Also, get the free shit that we have in store for you guys. A free video that's going to show you how to monetize your email list, right? Now, I don't want to go into, like, let's just put it this way, okay? Learning to monetize your email list is the backbone of any successful online business, okay? Let's stop there. Okay, so back to the topic at hand. Oh yeah, by the way, the kids are, they're supposed to be sick today, right? That's why they're not at school and they're upstairs tearing up the place. But you know what they say, the show must go on. So if you hear any banging, if you see any kids falling through the ceiling, don't worry about it, all right? Okay, so profitable business, right? Profitable business. And here's the thing that really pisses me off about this, but a lot of stuff that's going on the internet, especially with these gurus. Somebody gets some game, right? They get some basic level game, right? Nothing wrong with basic level game because we all need to start somewhere. They get some basic level game. It teaches them how to make some money, get a result, right? And then all of a sudden, everybody's a coach wanting to charge $50,000 for their advice, $20,000 for their advice, right? People are paying too much money for a basic game. Like, there's a lot of people talk about coaching is booming, but behind the boom, there is a lot of shady shit going on. All right. Who you choose to do your business with, maybe you like paying that price. I just think, and you know what? Funny, today's episode is about price, but I'm going to tell you, but it's like, there's price and then there's value, right? Today we're talking about price, but I just wanted to put that out there. Okay, look. As I said before, most marketers are running around with basic game, okay? Like, it's like this, right? My father was a big boxing fanatic, right? Big boxing fanatic. And, you know, like, whenever there was a fight where Mike Tyson wasn't fighting, like, he would have these fights. Because, nobody wanted to bet against Mike. This is when Mike was in his prime, right? Nobody wanted to bet against this dude. So, it's like, when he wasn't fighting, people wanted to bet because the bets were more, you know, exciting. People would come over, they would drink, they would get liquored up. They would argue, oh, this guy is better than this guy because, you know, experience is... Me, as a kid watching, I was just like, yo, this guy got more muscles than this guy. This guy got bigger muscles than this guy. So this guy gonna whoop this guy. That's the logic. That's all the game I had. And that's what a lot of marketers today are walking around with. Oh, you want to get your business profitable? More traffic, more leads, more sales. That's not how it goes. It's not more, right? It's better, right? So there's this website that I like to listen to called hardtofindseminars.com. It's a very old website. It's a very beat-down website. It's like a plain black and white website, right? Very old. Most of the people that are on the website, so it's a collection of interviews, right? Most of the people that are on this website, they're probably deceased or retired, right? However, if you go to hardtofindseminars.com, you will learn a bunch of stuff, right? That's just my gift to you. So anyway, there's this guy on there, right? Talking about price. He was a pricing expert, right? Sound like a Tennessee moonshiner, just with the thick draw, like, I don't know, you know, that kind of talk. But dude got some pearls, right? And he was saying, like, broke it down real simple. It's like, yo, look, this game is about profit. You want more profit, right? And in order to get more profit, you need to sell higher priced stuff, right? You need to sell higher priced stuff, right? You either raise your prices or you find something that is back end, like a high back, like a coaching program back end, or a, you know, maybe you're selling a book. How about a set of DVDs on what the book is about back end? Either way, you need a back end. Okay. You need to have a back end or high up, or you raise your prices, right? And yeah, when I was listening to this, I was like, all right, let me try, right? So this was back in the day when I was selling credit repair courses, right? I was selling credit repair information products. And I had a book for like $27, right? That's what I was selling. I was still working on my back end at the time. But I was like, yo, I'm enjoying this little $27 money. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is when I'm very new to the game, to where all I care about is that my shit was selling. Like, I was cool, right? So, you know, I said, you know what? Let me follow this guy's advice. I raised my price to $47. And this is how you know the credit space is so dangerous. As soon as I raised my book price, I just, like, my sales started, like, the random sales that I was getting was no longer coming in. You know, sometimes you wake up, you're like, and you don't do anything. You're like, oh, I'm getting passive income. And then it doesn't work like that, right? The reason why you're getting those random sales is because, number one, your product is cheap. And number two, you got a lot of price shoppers coming around here. Like, there's so much shit that we don't know. Like, did you know that the skeptical customer is the better customer? Like, that, I didn't know that. But anyway, I raised my price, people started running away. And it was like, you know, I didn't really like that because I wanted the money. But then I just kept up with the game. I was like, you know, I'm still getting leads. Let me do my emails. Let me do that. And then that's how I kind of started to learn about email marketing, right? And email marketing goes hand in hand with your profits. Because if you are raising your prices, okay, let me dress back, right? Let's say you look at me and you're like, Mark, you're full of crap. I don't believe you, right? I'm going to go out here and I'm going to get more traffic because I like sales. And if I get more traffic, I can get more sales. Yes, but we're talking about profitability. If you go out there and get more traffic, there's only two ways you can get more traffic. You either pay for it or you work for it. Either way, it's going to cost you. And that cost is going to come out in your profit. It's going to come out to your profit, right? So when I was like, all right, let me keep my cheap shit, I realized, when I raised my prices, right, stop selling the cheap shit, I realized that the annoying people went away. There was this one time this guy called me. He actually booked a call, right? Now, usually when people book a call with me, they want to join my coaching program. So I'm very excited. I'm like, yo, this person wants to get some bread. Good. This person stayed on the phone with me. And this was when I was like a nicer person, so to speak. Like, I was basically, this was the time when, man, your boy was thirsty for a sale, right? So I would entertain these guys, right? I would entertain these crazy people. Guys calling me, telling me, some people would call me to test my knowledge. Some people call me to prove that they knew more than me. Some people call me because my book had typos. Some people call me to find out, oh, I'm about to buy your $27 product, but I want to find out about your refund policy. $27? Refund policy? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, oh, my shit's restart. And it's like, you know, you don't really have time to deal with these kind of people. So when you raise your price automatically, those cats go away, right? Now, you're going to have to work to convince the people who, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man, this book is for $97. Why is it $97? Now, those are the guys who you kind of want to mess with because they're going to be more informed customers at the end. And the best way to inform these guys to buy your product is through daily emails. Right? Now, some people are like, oh, shit, daily emails. But let me ask you something. Which one is better, daily emails or having to do a webinar? Because you know, at a certain price point, you need a webinar. Daily emails or these long-ass five-day challenges? I take daily emails any day. No, the reason why you want to send daily emails is, number one, well, there's a bunch of reasons. But the best buyers come from emails. I'm talking buyers who will buy your stuff, use your stuff, and send you feedback on your stuff. Those are the best buyers. You don't want people to just buy your shit because the price is good. Most of the time, they never use it, right? So the point is, raise your prices and learn how to sell and sell well. Now, most of us are very busy. Anyway, most of us are very busy, right? And because we're busy, the best option for us is daily emails. Like, that's it's hands down, right? Now, look, if you agree with me and you want to learn how to write daily emails, get the free stuff that I have for you in the description below. It's going to show you how to get, how to monetize your email list, right? As I said before, that's the backbone of your business, learning how to monetize your email list. The backbone of your business is not social media. The backbone of your business is not AI or no foolishness like that. It's learning how to sell and sell well. All right. So yo, look, make sure you get that free video. The link is in the description. I will see you on the good side. All right. Peace out.